Thank you very much, Chair. Well, on the UN side, a few things to report. The first one, unfortunately, the severe liquidity crisis continues and is imposing freezes, including on ongoing recruitments and savings on the operational side. This is also affecting also our section. Also, the Palais offices have been finalized, and this is good news, and we have moved back, so we are in this building. Apologies for the complications you find moving around these days, because some chunks, some parts of the building are still under restoration, but we are moved back, and we are in the more or less located in where we were located before. This is just to say, and that, of course, this has also had an impact on the overall budget, because expenses have affected also us and the moving back. And we have available much less offices. So for your information, the housing and land management team and the forest team are switching days. So some part of the week they work, the team works from home, another part of the week they come to the office. So this is probably not the ideal situation, but that's the situation at the moment at the Palais, not only with our team, but with the whole of ECE. On ECE side, preparations are underway for the session of the Economic Commission for Europe, which will take place in April 2025. The high-level theme in 2025 will be climate action and resilient infrastructure for a sustainable future, and the Forest team has provided input to the Secretariat report, and most probably will also be engaged in the preparations. A message to be sent there that, of course, a resilient infrastructure is also related to forest infrastructure, if we can call it that way, especially when it comes to urban development. We will also report on the 2023 ECE Commission follow-up to decision B70 on digital and green transformations in support on the sustainable development in the region of the Economic Commission for Europe. And I'm very glad to announce that the work of the Forest team on automating data process is fully on track. We continuously update the in-forest platform and are working on a new forest knowledge platform. We are also working online to collect the pan-European data for the forest resource assessment and are initiating the development and subsequent piloting of the online data collection for the JSFQ. Most of this work was very generally funded by a donor. So let me take this opportunity to thank all our donors who during the past years contributed to this work, as well as our communication capacity building and cities work. So thank you to Canada, Finland, San Marino, Sweden, and Switzerland. We will also be very grateful for further support, as our work directly benefits you, the countries, so these are services provided. I will be approaching again some of you. Actually, if you see me approaching you, you know what I'm going to ask you, so don't be surprised. But this is really very important. We think that the services we give, and this has been, this need for XB resources is related to the fact that the UN budget has been shrinking and shrinking, cutting in particular funding for consultancies and activities. So without this XB, we really would not be able to undertake activities. We need to deliver the work you ask us to do. But indeed, our severely limited resources at UN Secretariat make this very, very complex endeavor. Without your help with fundraising for the long-term funding, we will not be able to really continue many of our activities. So thank you very much, and I'm giving back to you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.